Hi, everyone. I'm Shannon Bodie, your host of the Love in the Mirror podcast. And this week, I'm bringing you an offering in form of a workshop. Sometimes in this podcast, I talk about content and don't offer it as much. And this week, the calling was really to offer up as much for you all as possible in terms of direct techniques, soothing, centering, and sanity creation practices for as best as we possibly can. And so what you'll hear today is the entire workshop. It's about an hour and 25, 30 minutes of several techniques, including a guided meditation to connect with our inner child, some tapping and energy medicine practices that directly relate to and impact our nervous system in positive ways. It's my hope for you all that you'll walk away with one of these, if not two, that you can keep in your back pocket to a deeper connection of security, safety, calm, and soothing right now as we all need it most. So we often hear a lot of entries into soothing practice. This workshop connects that to the younger parts of ourselves that may also be getting pulled on, triggered right now. So we can work with both of us, the younger child inside of all of us that might be frightened, and that wise self that can reparent at the same time with some tools. So thank you so much for being here. This is the Love in the Mirror podcast, and I'll check in with you again at the end of the workshop. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. I am Shannon Bodie. In some circles, Shannon Arnett, both last names apply. And I am here to walk us all through today some of the things that may be very useful given the times that we are all enduring together with varying degrees of stress, anxiety, overwhelm, and degrees of ingenuity and resiliency. In my 20 years as a help a mom's coach, my background in energy psychology and counseling psychology, I found the practices that we'll be walking through today particularly helpful when it comes to connecting to our own sense of self-compassion, our own worth, but also reducing stress and anxiety. And given our current global circumstances, I cannot think of a better time to share these with you in as free a format as possible. So through my platform of Inner Peace Rising, LLC, we often do a lot of private classes and groups, and I thought it was time, given our current COVID climate, to open these up. These from our dear teachers who do also share them are also out there and available for you. And this is just my amalgam of the things I found to be most helpful for my clients in a lot of ways, in ways that I've been using myself. So before we take too long, let's take a deep breath together. And thank you for being here. In the soothing, sanity-creating, centering practices, and here's the practice switch. These are for our inner child. For some of us, that might sound a little wonky, but what really got me going on this is all of our courses through Inner Peace Rising really use some sort of connection to our inner child. Now, we all might have different language for that. It also might be a review of concept for you or something entirely different. But that inner child is typically the still soft voice, wise self, or younger version of ourselves that has some unmet needs. And if, like millions in the world right now, you are perhaps a bit more challenged through the recent climate of uncertainty, through particular losses of any range, of any kind, I can almost guarantee that all of us might be reminded in some way to a younger version of ourselves right now. And so when I offer these, you might connect these techniques that we're practicing today with your current self. That's the only place that we can work, right? We can work in the present. But I'm also offering a link back to how these times right now might remind us of other times where we were frightened, where things were uncertain, where we were triggered or perhaps felt unsafe, And if we connect to that younger part of ourselves that was once threatened, that might be running the show with some particular coping mechanisms inside or outside of our awareness, then we're also doing a really full service favor to that younger version of ourselves. And when we do that for our own inner child, those of us with children in our midst in any way, shape, or form, or those of us who are serving others who are also afraid, triggered, needing support right now, we are role modeling for them. So as we do for ourselves, we get to do for those for whom we're in service, be those our families, our clients, our communities, and from a place of deeper soothing, deeper centering, and sanity. So let's get started together. I'm going to be sharing my screen with you and walking through what we can expect today. So bear with me while I do that. Here's what we're looking at over the course of the next hour or so. We're going to walk through some exercises, very concrete ones, directly to relieve your anxiety, and that have a profound impact on your nervous system response. Some that, if you've been working with me before, you've done these a few times, but I've had some requests from community on, gosh, could you walk us through these in a longer video format? So that's what this is here for you for. This is that call to that request. I'll also walk us through some of the community standards with Inner Peace Rising so you know what you can look forward to. You are, if you're watching this, joining a community of support. And I want to invite you to that on Facebook so you can share. It's free. It's there for you. You can share what's working. You can share where you're challenged. And we get to support each other there. And then we're going to go over some inner child concepts, as I already introduced. Some of these, for many of us, might be a review or a chance to get reacquainted with that younger version of yourself in a new way, whenever you have the time to do this. And for some of us, it might be a new concept. So if you have any questions after going through this little mini free offering and workshop, please feel free to email me. My contact information is at the end of this presentation. So we'll go through that guided imagery practice to meet and reacquaint with that inner child, as well as those concrete techniques. And then I'll go over the resources at the end. I wanted to walk you all through some of the community standards. Not that I'm going to read these to you, but these are also intentions. So anyone who does work with me at this stage, I always feel like it's just best practice and transparency to say, here's our grounded sort of group rules and experience, even if you are not sharing in this experience with me as a live participant. We are sharing in the same energy when we learn and practice together. And so I like folks to have full disclosure around what you're getting into and the energy that we are all uplifting together as we work to find that greater, deeper peace, no matter what our circumstances. And so these are what we all work in together when we work with Inner Peace Rising with me, that sharing and reflection. So we might share how things are going. You can share on the Facebook forum the degree to which is comfortable for you. I always say this is challenge by choice. So go to the forum. You'll get some inspiration there. You can see folks who are really sharing their process there. You can also see what maybe is working for people and where people are getting stuck, where we can support each other. We also come from a place of grounded optimism. And by that, I mean, we acknowledge the reality of the challenge, no matter what that is, and that it's different for all of us. But we also acknowledge our intention is an upward spiral of mobility. We are there to be authentic, but also there to choose love and joy authentically over being stuck. And that we can do that together. We're incredibly inclusive, so we honor and respect every pathway, every historical learning that's brought you here. You are welcome. And that's the language and energy that you'll see. On that note, I also have a fierce policy of peace out. So if there's ever language or posting that is anything but inclusive or loving, any bullying, which we've never had to this point, we have some fierce gatekeepers, myself, and our community are there to say, thank you, but no thank you, this isn't your place, if that's where you're coming from. So know that you enter our forum space that is safe, that is upheld, that is really monitored with that in mind. We are compassionate. So we follow the research of Kristen Neff that talks about how powerful self-compassion is. When we look at great change, we can watch and hold space for each other without any shoulding upon ourselves or others about where we need to be in the process. The compassion is a really high value. And we keep it real. Please, oh my goodness. So I know sometimes when we are doing our own healing work or when we're setting our goals, it can be very easy to compare ourselves to others and get burnt out. As Oprah says, comparison is the thief of joy. The keeping it real part is about bearing witness to each other's vulnerability, to what's working, to what's thriving for us, and to not feel like we have to sugarcoat it at the same time. It's okay for it to be messy. It's really okay. I didn't get where I am, and you'll see any teaching that I do without being very messy. Chances are, over the course of this next hour, you might see me spill my coffee on myself, just for example. But I mean the messy emotional part. That's allowed. And quite frankly, it's crucial. There is an invitation to higher truth and trust. So whatever that is for you, to compass yourself there. Whatever your alignment is with spirit, God, higher self, that still soft voice, which is really the intention of this workshop today, that's, you'll see a lot of invitations to align with that. And to celebrate any win of any kind, what we focus on expands, my friends. So we champion each other and ourselves on what is working day to day. Not because we're hiding what isn't working, but because any win for any of us is a big win. So putting that out there. And before we get into our modalities, this is your next invitation. Speaking of that higher truth and trust. Anytime we embark on a journey, and that could be just for the next 45 minutes, or when you're starting to look at how do I skillfully more respond to the anxieties within me and the stressors I'm enduring right now, I just invite you to take a brief scan through who is in your corner right now. Invite all the support you possibly can as you look forward into your day, into your week. Really resource that out. Who's your dear friend who you know trusts you, who you trust? Who's an accountability buddy that is going to make sure, oh, you learned that thing in that workshop. Is it working for you? Are you practicing it? Is it time to take a deep breath and go there? If you need support in that accountability buddy connection, that's also what the forum is for. Reach out and say so. We can help each other in this way and hold each other up. So just keeping those things in mind. What's working for you? Who can you call on right now? Even if it's imagining that person supporting you or your higher source of wisdom so that you can remember these techniques that we try on today. And that support is walking alongside you as we go through it. Good. So I'm going to stop sharing for a moment and come back to you. But use this PowerPoint. You'll go hear that going back and forth as our guide. And know that if, for me, I'm a visual learner, so if it's ever useful for you to have this material, please know that that comes with this presentation. Open invitation. Please feel free to ask for it. I'm happy to send it to you so that you can do that deeper work. But let's get into this a little bit, shall we? So now we know our platform. There are a couple of ways to connect with our inner child. One is to see what ways he or she may be already communicating. We might already have a well-established relationship with her. Another way is to look at our barriers. And for many of us, the barriers are going to show up as more prevalent and perhaps easier to access than that inner child wisdom itself. So let me brainstorm with you for a moment. What's in your way right now? Is it fear? Is it a place where you feel stuck? And when I say what's in your way, the what is in your way of what is crucial. What is the goal you're getting toward? You clicked on this presentation. You decided to spend this time because you wanted greater sanity. greater centering, greater soothing, at minimum, yes? And those might be just the tip of the iceberg goals toward a deeper truth that you're reaching. But what's getting in the way of feeling soothed, of feeling centered, of feeling safe for you? With the caveat always that we're working on is what is in our control. There are a variety of global circumstances right now in unprecedented times that are outside our control, and that's okay. What we're working with today are our choices, responses, feelings, how we respond to those feelings that are in our control. So what form does the barrier take? Some of mine over the past few weeks have been some comfort eating and return to potato chip land. Potato chip land is a beautiful place. It's really amazing. There are so many flavors out there of potato chip land. It is my favorite place to visit with Netflix. It's also a barrier for me. Usually that's a behavior that says, oh, I'm seeking some comfort. I need to zone out. I've had too much going on. There's probably some wisdom that I'm covering over because I get a stomach ache typically when I return to potato chip land for too long. And then I prolong my visiting of my wisdom. And that's okay. But for me, when potato chip land shows up, that's my sign. Okay, there's my barrier. Inner child probably needs something. Got it. So yours might be potato chip land. It might be the land of wine. It might be the land of Netflix streaming beyond what feels useful. It might be the land of binging news watching because you feel like you need to stay informed every moment to be safe. Whatever your barrier is, we all have them. And we all dip into our varying levels of participation with those barriers. Do you hear how barriers start to sound a little bit like coping mechanisms? It's the same, right? Is your barrier the present circumstances perhaps pulling on any scarcity beliefs, not enoughness, any beliefs of uncertainty? Because right now, our environment could be rife with things to trigger our fight, flight, and freeze responses, yes? And by those, I mean our stress responses that take us back to any former coping that we've needed to, right? Your barrier might be showing up in terms of some really old beliefs that you thought you'd kind of kick to the curb, and they're coming back. Like, gosh, I can't believe I'm dealing with this body image stuff again. That's really weird. How is that back here all over again? Or gosh, how is this self-criticism pattern? I dealt with this a decade ago. I haven't really seen this. Because when we are in stress and collectively in some degree, we are at minimum in a changing landscape right now to higher degrees of significant stress, really old patterns might pop themselves out of the woodwork again. And that is okay, because when we go into stress brain, stress response, when cortisol might be running the show a bit more than it has for a long time, really old stuff shows up. So that might be our barrier. I'm here to normalize all of it and say it's all okay. So if you have any self-judgment around stuff showing up, oh my gosh, if you can put that over to the side for a minute, we're going to work through it together. Right? Those barriers might be coping strategies, right? Coping strategies that this former version of yourself popped up with that really need some support. Yes? Really need some support. So that former version of ourselves, this younger version, she was really wise. She figured out at that time that overdoing, overperforming, underperforming, coping with this way in this particular pattern, hiding, you name it, was the way to stay safe. And I bet you that is showing up in spades if you're here in this presentation. For me, it has been too. So just going with you there. So another way that we can look at those inner child wise self places are looking at guideposts for listening. How does the inner child show up? How is she already speaking to us? Not just through the barrier, we can't hear her. But here's some cues. When was the first time you remember feeling this scared? Not the content of the situation, mind you. Because I don't know if any of us have ever been here before in this exact way. But let me give you an example. One of my clients realized she was getting very triggered and scared by the empty shelves in the grocery store recently. Pretty common. This for her when she did some inner child work, and for her it wasn't super obvious. You might think, oh gosh, that's a pretty obvious link, but she really hadn't named it for herself. It really brought back for her an awareness of this early trauma going shopping with her dad in the grocery store. Grocery store trigger, similar experience. And there was significant poverty, not in her family of origin, but in her father's. Her family, first family, was still in a big budget. So she and her dad got in a big argument in the store when she asked for her favorite kind of cereal. And he yelled at her. She was six, I believe. He yelled at her about how important it was to prepare for the future, the six-year-old, and how this was just not important. I can't believe you care about this. This just isn't important. We're getting things that last for our family. And they purchased some other more, in his mind, more meaningful, more useful food than her Lucky Charms favorite cereal. And she's done some family of origin work. Her father was raised in the Depression era, dirt floors, history of scarcity and trauma and poverty consciousness that his family had survived and endured. So his act of best love for his daughter in the grocery store at that time was yelling at her, correcting her perception of what was important. She kind of put that away, went on with her life, doing her things. All of a sudden has a panic attack when she goes to the grocery store and sees the empty toilet paper shelves right now. Right? And pure, unadulterated panic, fear, anxiety. And she's like, I have some skills. I know that this is a scary situation, but this is bigger. I felt this in my body. So when we did some inner child meditation, she could go back and soothe that six-year-old who thought she was just asking her dad for cereal. As a six-year-old, I don't know what six-year-olds don't ask for, the Rainbow Fun cereal that they, of course, make sure is eye level in the store, right? So when she could offer some soothing to that six-year-old and offer what she needed in the moment, that love, that acceptance, maybe not to be screamed at by her dad who was doing his best, then she could work with that trigger in her nervous system so she can get herself to the store and face some shelves right now with less fear of that happening. Right. So the beliefs for her, what are the beliefs that come from your experience? The beliefs for her were the grocery store is not a safe place. We're never going to have enough. And I'm bad. She internalized that experience of I'm bad. I'm not good. I don't care about my family. I'm bad because I asked for this thing. I'm bad because of that experience. So we got to start to soften that and work with it a little bit. For wanting something does not mean you're bad. You're safe. You're okay. So we'll look at a meditation that kind of walks us through perhaps whatever your version of the current trigger experience is in a safe way. So ways to reconnect and listen with that inner child. What are the voices popping up? Is it of panic? Is it, if it's gentler, a younger need that doesn't quite match the situation? But it's a very strong emotional response, very strong, that takes you out of your current coping, your current learning. Does inner child pop up often for you, perhaps in the form of resistance? I say often because this does this for a lot of us. Mine often shows up in, I don't want to do this, and wanting to pitch a fit in some form. That might be on Monday mornings when I'm facing work. It might be when I'm being told what's safe and not safe for me, and restrictions beyond my control are being handed to me by our government, our authorities that be trying to keep us safe, that I want to really throw a fit and have a tantrum when my hotel reservations need to get canceled, And it really feels, and for a while for me, it was like, I'm being so childish. Yes, I am. That's the inroads, not a place to judge, but a place to say, oh, there might just be something that needs attention. I can make this whole situation easier on myself by meeting the need in a different way. Maybe not by following through with that hotel reservation, but meeting that need. When I can trace how young I feel, pretty young, usually around 9 or 10, and I don't want to be told what to do. For me, it wasn't about fear, but it was about that rebellion and meeting that inner rebel with some fire and seeing her in that grace. So we'll go there together too. So I'll walk us through 3 or 4 practices today. But the first is a guided meditation. So you are welcome to close your eyes. You will not see anything on the screen other than myself. You're also welcome to find a steady gazing point. Or if it's comfortable for you at this point, go ahead and lie down or find an easy seat where a meditation or guided practice might be easy to receive. And we'll spend about 5 or 6 minutes in this first step. So once you've gotten comfortable, I invite us next to find some comfort with our breath. The breath is which one of the last techniques that I've highlighted, and we're including it here as an entry point to a calmer nervous system response and an access to our logical, reasonable decision-making. One of the number one ways to soothe and stay sane is accessing that parasympathetic nervous system. So I invite you into one of two breath patterns as we begin this practice. The first is an even count breath, or samavritti in Sanskrit. Even count is simply an inhale that matches the count of your exhale. I'll lead you through this, and then I'll lead you through the second breath, and you can decide which works best for you. That even count inhale, finding your pace through the nose if it's comfortable, of 3 or 4 counts. And even count exhale, without strain, 3 or 4 counts. And allow yourself to play with this. Play with the length, the pace of the breath. Inhaling 3 or 4 as you're ready. Exhaling 3 or 4 counts as you are ready. As you play with that breath, allow the belly to rise and fall gradually with the inhale and the exhale. If you feel you need to add a count at the beginning and end to lengthen, feel free. Simply in and out through the nose. If you need to breathe out through the mouth, that's fine. 3 or 4 counts in, and 3 or 4 counts out. Giving yourself one more round of this full breath. And then remaining with this pattern, or elongating your exhalation from here. The elongation of the exhale is an invite into that parasympathetic or calming, soothing response. Whereas even count inhale and exhale balance the nervous system, the longer exhale invites the calmer, soothing approach. So inhaling 3 or 4 counts. Exhaling your pace 5 or 6 counts. Inhaling 3 or 4. Exhaling your pace 5 or 6. Give yourself 1 to 2 more rounds of the breath pattern you've chosen. And then as you're ready, I invite you to bring to heart and mind a current situation which is troublesome for you. This doesn't have to be, nor do I recommend that it is, a very giant trauma, unless you are already working deeply, safely with a practitioner around that and feel safe to do so alone and in your own space. But a situation that's causing some stress, perhaps a bit of fear and worry, a higher amount of anxiety than you're comfortable with, this period. Might be a conversation you've had to have with your partner, your children. It might be an increased workload. It might be sitting down to look at your bills and your finances over the next month. But choose a situation that feels ripe with opportunity, as in not figured out yet, but safe enough to enter right now with the energy you have. So honoring yourself well in that choice. You don't have to choose the big fish right now, for this is just for practice, right? So we can always do this with deeper work later. That being said, if you're ready to deal with something that feels fairly big and you feel safe to go there, trust yourself. This is what brought you here today. So go with the situation that rises in your intuition, in your mind's eye, as ready and doable. And I don't have the answers yet, but I need to go there. I guarantee you, the one that rises is correct from your own estimation. So sit with that a little bit, and without marinating on the particular details of the situation, he said, she said, any numbers or projections, any projections far ahead into the future, I ask you to zero in, if you can, on your emotion around the situation. How do you feel? If you can't name an emotion yet, I invite you into the physical experience of the body as you bring this to your awareness. Is there any tightness or constriction anywhere in the chest, the jaw, the belly? Do you feel a tightening in the shoulders? Do you feel a setting of the jaw or a deep focus? So notice how your body feels as you run the situation through the filter of the mind. And where you can, naming any emotions associated with that. All emotions and sensations are allowed here. So if you notice appraisal of this, I can't believe I'm feeling this way, or this is so silly, or whatever that might be, that's okay. Go ahead and rationally, where you can, put that on the shelf and just sit with the emotion. And then notice how intense it is for you on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being, barely noticeable. It's uncomfortable, but I'm really fine. I'm good. To 10 being almost unbearable. Then again, if you're at a 10 with something, I really invite you to proceed with great sweet caution and care. Just notice that little ranking for yourself. How distressing is that emotion? How intense is it on a scale of 1 to 10? The stress, the fear, the unknown, uncertainty, the confusion, the grief. As for many of us, emotions right now are around some grief of a loss of the known in some way. The anger, permission for all of those experiences. Once you've identified that emotion, stay with your breath. Perhaps put a hand on your heart and thank yourself for naming it. And then I'm going to invite you back a little bit. So I invite you back to the earliest time you can remember having this emotion. I know that might be a tall order, but I'm going to invite you back through the experience of your life. We're going to reel back the timeline. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, keep going. Keep going. Follow the body sensation. Keep going. Where did you feel that constriction? As young as you can possibly go back to. And whatever you land on is fine and safe. I've had a client who could go as far back as last week, and that's where she could safely access. But she got so much out of going a week back in time and dealing with a more current version of herself and how she could relate forward. It was really beautiful. And I've had clients who go back to that 5-year-old version of themselves, 10-year-old. That client who is surviving junior high and puberty the first time. Or that version of yourself in college or in your 20s, dealing with an experience for the first time. But see where you can without, again, thinking too much about it. Allow yourself to keep reeling back the timeline. What's the earliest time I can remember feeling this way? Not because the situation was the same, but I felt this emotion. I felt this fear. I felt this uncertainty. And when you arrive at a place that feels in alignment, like it matches, the energy matches, not the situation, but perhaps the body sensation or just the emotion, the landscape feels similar to you, I invite you to pause there and take a deep breath. And from this wise version of your current self, take a scan on the version of yourself at this age. How old is she? What is he wearing? What surrounds her? And as you scan and see this version of yourself, you might take a deeper step in and step on inside that younger version of yourself. Look down and see your feet, your shoes. Look in the mirror. And look around at the situation in which you've arrived. You are safe and you have a tether to the present moment, my friends. You are not staying here. That tether to the present moment you can connect with any moment with your breath by placing your hand on your heart. And as you look around this situation, this younger, previous, dear version of yourself, see what she is managing, negotiating. The emotion she's experiencing, are there tears? Is there yelling? What does she need to do? And maybe in this scene, she was not able to do that at the time. Here's her opportunity. You are here with her. You are watching her. She is safe. He gets to do what he needs. Is it have a temper tantrum and pound on the floor? Watch him, let him play that out. Let the emotion of that rise through and out of your feet and hands. Does she need to sob and be held because she is scared or feeling scolded? Does this younger version of you simply need to be seen, recognized? I see you. Where you can, place any judgments on the shelf of this dear younger version of you, who is doing the best possible they can with their skills of this age, this moment. And I ask you to ask them, this inner younger self, what is it you need right now? What can I do for you? What did you need to hear that you never heard in that moment, around that emotion, around that need? And I'll offer some tips or gifts, rather, that you can offer this version of yourself. Because he or she may not be able to articulate the need. But I invite you to try these on and give them to this version of yourself. See how they feel. I love you. You are safe. You haven't done anything wrong. You're going to be okay. We will figure this out. I'm not leaving you. You are not alone anymore. I've got you. And as you'd like, perhaps grab the hand of that small, younger version. Perhaps offer a deep, loving embrace while that emotion plays out. If that version needs to temper tantrum, hold that version while it plays out, or give it the space to do it, and then just hold her until she's calm. Take a deep breath together with her, with him. And as you're ready, I invite you to bring that hand or that palm that you've cupped of this younger version of yourself with you. Hold that hand against your heart as a reminder of her experience, her need, her wisdom, her best strategies at the time. As that commitment and connection to her, I'm not leaving you, I've got you. So when you start to take those deep breaths and come back to the room, she isn't abandoned. He is held safe. And then bring your current belly rising attention to the room, to your mind. Feel that breath again, feeling and filling the belly. Perhaps bring yourself back to one round of even count breath, inhaling for 3 or 4 counts, exhaling for 3 or 4 counts. Until you're present and aware and are able to look at your screen or just turn your ears to the next steps that we're doing together. Hi, welcome back. Here it is. Thank you for going there. The one thing I'll invite you to write down, because we'll bring this with us into our next pieces, our next techniques, is the message you needed to hear at the time. What version was it? It could be your own language that younger child told you they needed. And it might be in very young language. It's probably not going to be, I needed to feel a greater sense of security and well-being, says my 5-year-old self. It might just be, I want to know you're okay. I want to know we're going to be okay. I'm scared. Whatever version of the language is, it's perfect. It's perfect. And maybe it was just something that resonated and soothed that younger self that you heard, that really deepened and resonated with you, that I offered as a gift. So it might have been, you're safe. I've got you. I'm not going anywhere. I love you. I see you. It's going to be okay. We are figuring this out. Take that statement that invited the greatest softening in your body then and now, and bring that with you as we do the next steps. And then take a deep breath. Take a sip of water. Know that just that, going back and courageously meeting the version of you that needed something, that's a huge centering, sanity, soothing practice. And I would say capitalizing on the soothing effect, yes. This is reparenting, where we get to go back, rewrite the narrative, use the skills we've got now to repair the younger version of ourselves. None of us ever receive in a moment that's tough all of the things we need at that given time, no matter how skillful our dear parents or family of origin or community was that raised us. So we get to go back and fill in the gaps in this way. And our limbic and nervous systems, our amygdala, our hypothalamus, all those pieces that store some of those older memories, start to send a new cascade of responses when we do that. Oh, you mean it might be safe? You mean even if this crazy uncertainty is here right now, we might figure it out? I might be able to get my box of Lucky Charms sometime? This isn't going to last forever? Oh, okay. Because then we come out from relating from under the fear and through that limbic haze, that amygdalic fear response or anger, and can see the forest for the trees a little bit and start to work the problem from a much more sane place. We're not operating from fear. So yay, that's what the rest of this is going to do too. So let's move on to the next pieces, shall we? Couple things for your visualization, and these are also in the PowerPoint when you look at it. What did your inner child look like? Things to remember. How old were you? That scene you went to? Who else was helping you? Was there anybody else around? Feel free to call on them now. You can pull that support in anytime. And finally, of course, what did you need to receive or hear most? That statement that I asked you to remember. So now we're going to go into the pledge spot, technique number two, and I'll share my screen just so you can see that and walk you through it. Very simple steps, but the pledge spot. And butterfly hug is something I'd like to follow up with you all in a different time. If you have questions about that, please feel free. I wanted to keep it actually simpler once I went through the next incarnation of this presentation, but it's really useful. The pledge spot is one of Donna Eden Energy Medicine's favorite techniques of mine. I list her as one of the many resources at the end of this presentation and honor her work so completely. The pledge spot is when you put both hands over your heart and find the place where your four fingers land. Typically, it's a couple of inches down from your collarbone, and you can do this on both sides of your heart. So I wanted to let you see those steps there. We're going to keep our hands there and then repeat an affirmation. So you can see it. I've got both sides of my heart covered here. You can do just one if that's helpful for you. But both sides, we're going to find where all fingers land and just rub that spot in a circle. For many of us, this is going to be a little bit tender because it's a limbic acupressure point. So a lymphatic system point is rather what I need to say. That lymph fluid is going to pool here, and that's okay. When we're working with it, we're working with acupressure and acupuncture. We are moving that lymph or that energy through the body. We don't need any needles for acupuncture today, but that lymph moving, working with the acupressure is going to help energy move and help a new belief root sooner. It will also help your nervous system respond quicker to a soothing suggestion. So, name and repeat that name of the stressor. Even though I'm scared. And this could be the name of the stressor from your younger self, from now, or the one they share, just to be clear. Even though I'm worried about money, I deeply and unconditionally love, honor, trust, and accept myself. I am safe. Okay. Even though I don't know what the future holds, and it's very scary for me, I am safe. I deeply and unconditionally love and honor, trust, and accept myself. I have support, and I am safe. Okay. Use your version, the need that arose. If it was safety, if it was security, if it was being heard, put that into your affirmation. Yes. So even though I wasn't heard, I see myself now. I love myself. I hear myself. I can listen. Does this have to feel completely 100% true? Not at all. It's perfectly okay if it doesn't. So use the language that works for you, right? You don't have to use my version of it. I offer up these sort of kitchen sink statements for you to adapt and edit in a way that feels authentic. All right. But just doing that while breathing does a lot of things. We're going to get some oxytocin release, the feel-good hormone, by putting our hands on the heart. So even this, the heart hug, elicits some of that heart math, beautiful resonance of the heart that helps us calm down, open up, relate from here. But also when we're working the pledge spot, it helps take root some new needs and beliefs that correct some of our previous experiences in the current state. So that's our first one. Right? Little bits to explore together. Next, I'm going to walk you all through the butterfly. My apologies, not the butterfly hook. We're going to walk you through a tapping sequence. So our next technique is tapping. Many of us are familiar with it. Many of us have never had a tapping sequence. So I bow to Gary Craig, the founder of the Emotional Freedom Technique. He freely offers permission and teachings and just has created a wonderful sequence that so many of us use. I invite you to emofree.com. You can see all of the tapping charts, places to tap, And for this particular situation, I'm just going to offer us up a sequence on safety and calm that might work for you. The PowerPoint also lists all the points and places that you will be tapping, and I'll walk us through the sequence here. So as we go through the sequence, you are repeating the statement that meets your need, right? Again, might be the need of right now, might be the need of your younger child, inner child that you've identified. The really perfect sweet spot is when your statement meets both. Yes. So a nice universal one for many of us is, I am safe, all is well. Please use the language with any of these that works best for you. First, we're going to do one round of tapping on the current situation, on the stressor, so that we acknowledge it. We genuinely need it. And most healing modalities take some form of this, where we name it. Anything that's hiding under the rug for us, that's driving the show, is a hidden fear. We don't want it to have that driving force. We want to bring it into the light. We name it, we acknowledge it. So we'll do a tapping round on that. Then we'll do one on your best, most healing relief statement, whatever that is for you. I'll lead it with some of that I am safe, all is well language, and you're welcome to use that. So let's do a first round on the current need, right? If the need is, I feel all over the place. So I want to address that centering. For some of us, we might not be in panic, but we might just have a little more trouble focusing because, I don't know, for example, we might be working from home and parenting full time while also running online school. Just for example, right? Or some of us might be called into essential service and are out there in the world. Yeah, thank you for doing that, all of you and all your roles and all of this, and are dealing with a little bit more fear, a little bit more in your face, a lot of different steps and places that you have to meet just to be safe to go outside your house and then come back in at the end of every day. Whatever that is, let's meet the need. So I am centered. That need you're experiencing might look like I am scattered instead, right? I can't focus. I can't remember what I need to do. Let's go with that. So starting at the crown of the head, I'll name each point. So I feel all over the place. Maybe that's your need. I'm all over the place. I can't get grounded. I'm everywhere. Okay, just name it. Then we go to inner eyebrow. I'm all over the place. I can't put two thoughts together. Okay. Outer eye. I can't focus. Your version of this. Next spot, under the eye. Your version of your problem statement. Repeat it. Under the nose. Your version, your words. Divot in the chin. Collarbones. Down from the break in the clavicle, down and out about an inch on either side. These are our K27 or kidney points. Tap here, repeat that problem statement. It's okay. Yeah. Center of the chest, thymus thump. Repeat that problem statement. Center of the top of your right rib. I'll mirror for you here. This is our spleen point. Good. Down from the armpit. Good. Repeat your problem statement and then tap the outer edge of each nail bed. Good. Either hand is fine. And you're tapping each spot about 7 times. Repeating your statement. This is happening. This stressor is happening right now. Or this need for my inner child wasn't met. She was scared. She wasn't seen. Karate chop, fleshy side of each hand, tap those together. Gamut point, about an inch up from the wrist between your last two tendons. Tap or rub there. Good. Hold that and just take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. Good. Now, remember I said, I promise I'm not going to leave you here. So our corrective statement, whether or not it feels true, whether or not it feels possible right now, that is okay. I want you to say it to yourself in the first person as though it is already happening. Because a lot of things happen when we rework neurological thought patterns that way. It's not a distant place out in the future. It is something that is occurring right now. And then we let our body know that that is possible. So I am safe. I am centered. All is well. I will lead and begin with that. As an example, please use the version of the statement that meets your need as it is currently. When you're ready, we'll start at the crown of the head. I am safe. I'm centered. All is well. Inner eye, right on the eyebrow. I am safe. I am centered. All is well. Outer eye, right on the bone there. I am safe. I am centered. All is well. Under eye, I am safe. I'm centered. All is well. Under nose, your version of your affirmation. Divot in the chin. Collarbones. Okay. Thymus thump, center of the chest. Center of the top of your right rib, down from the armpit. Spleen point. Outer edge of each nail bed, starting with thumb. Index finger, repeat your positive affirmation. Middle finger. Fourth finger. Last finger. Karate chop. Then gamut point, inch up from the wrist in between the last two finger tendons, rubbing or tapping. Then hold, take a deep breath. Deep breath out. Good. Wonderful. You just did two rounds of tapping. That is a shorter sequence. You'll see longer versions online. You'll also see more complex strategies that get to that. But I wanted you to have a simple exposure that you can use with a sequence that's relatively simple. The PowerPoint also has all of those points listed so that you know what to do and what order to do them in. Longer sequences also might include counting out loud and singing. You'll see those on. Those are highly efficacious, but I also wanted to give us a simple version today that can be immediate for you. So that's our next technique, is the tapping sequence. We're getting there, my friends. How y'all doing? This is where I miss things in real time. But thank you for being here. Take stock in between techniques. Let's all have a drink of water. Here's mine. Water is our conduit for energy. It moves everything forward. So let's look at our next journey, our next technique. And it's just a brief dip into some other familiar territory. And it is the love languages. Your inner child in relationship with yourself. Many of us might have heard of the love languages that relate to another person. And oh my goodness, Gary Chapman did such beautiful research on this. And now it's been brought into several incarnations. The love languages at work is a wonderful tool for how we relate. But he breaks things down in how we need to receive and give love or attention, affection, in five different common areas that we come across. One is through quality time, spending time. I'm a quality time junkie, so I highly relate to this. Another one is act of service. So it might be really your favorite thing to make your lunch for your dear ones every day. Or maybe your partner loves to, maybe doesn't tell you how they feel all the time, but gosh, every Friday your car gets washed. Oh my goodness, what an act of service. You name that. Gift giving is a common one. Words of affirmation, and this is where really using language, I love you, cards, letters, things like that are happening a lot. And physical touch, cuddling, you name it, giving hugs. For some of us, that's really primary. For some of us, that's not at all. So it just depends. But as you see these five, and you relate back to that especially younger version of yourself, what would he or she benefit from the most in that time? And what I love about this is it doesn't ask anything other than something from ourselves. This doesn't ask another right now to offer a need or create something that they might have the resources to do or not, but we can offer it to her, that inner 11-year-old, 22-year-old, you name it. We can offer it just in the fact of spending some quality time with her, going back and visiting with her. Not in a way of getting stuck in the past, but checking in with her often. And this is where even habit stacking or goal setting might come in. When I get upset, I'm going to check in with that inner 11-year-old. How's she doing? What's she need? Does she just need me to reassure her that it's going to be okay? Okay. I'm going to spend time with her. I'm going to watch her process, and rather than criticize her, I'm going to thank her for all the amazing things she did. Acts of service. What is something that maybe your younger self didn't receive that you could do for her today? Is it making her favorite comfort meal? Is it, as silly as it might sound, buying her that little box of Lucky Charms because it's something that's affordable right now? Is it doing something that she needed that didn't get seen or met? What gift would you give her? And this might come more in the form of the present, but a gift that you can give yourself that's tangible, remindable. Is it finding a used book online right now that, oh, when you think about it, it has nothing to do with the current world state of affairs. It's just an amazing mystery and you can't wait to read it. And it's a sweet little time and escape away. What gift can you give yourself and her? Words of affirmation we've been working with a lot already in the context of this workshop. But what is the praise concretely around her actions, her skills, not empty praise rather, but around the skills she has? Oh my goodness, sweetie, you are so smart. Thank you for finding this. Thank you for how well you did. Thank you for getting through this. I see you. I've got you. I love you. Physical touch. We can imagine this, and that is, as we did in our guided practice, really imagining holding that younger version of yourself. And that might be giving yourself that hug in the midst of the moment. It elicits a great deal of calming responses when we give ourselves a hug. Pure and simple. Physical touch might also get a bit deeper into our own way of how we're attending to our bodies physically right now, and ways, that offer up some soothing. So I'll stop sharing here and come back to you for a brief plug in self-massage, even just rubbing our feet. Yeah, it could be with massage oil or not. Giving yourself a foot rub, rubbing the palms together, rubbing the ears, hands, palms, feet, ears, palms, feet, have all of our acupressure points represented. So when we take a moment to rub them, right, either with our favorite lotion or favorite oil, we are giving ourselves a reset. We're also attending to ourselves with physical touch in a loving way. If you're curious about deeper self-massage techniques, Abhyanga is the form of self-massage that a lot of Ayurvedic techniques, there's offer up. There's a great deal of research and resources available, and I invite you to look at those if you're curious. You can also email me for some of the deeper resources on those. I'd be happy to point you in the right direction. It's a lovely interruption of stress response and a connection to our physical body that is loving and accepting, which we all need more of right now. So using the love languages, where can I give myself and younger version of myself some more quality time? What act of service could I do for myself right now? What gift might I offer myself? What words of affirmation do I need to hear? And where can I apply loving physical touch to my own being to soothe, center, and increase my sense of sanity? Right? All powerful, all important. I invite you to take a look at that. And our last technique, my friends, is the triple warmer sedation. And we went through this a little bit in the short Facebook video that I went through. And I had a lot of questions about that pop up. So I wanted to include it again here. And I will give you that glimpse of the techniques, the steps in that triple warmer sedation. So this is Donna Eden Energy Medicine. Once again, triple warmer sedation is really to address the meridian or energy channel that is the best friend of our sympathetic nervous response. The triple warmer is all about, oh my God, just in case the sky falls. It is on and ready to go all the time, on alert, keeping all systems ago, just in case horrible things happen. Well, for many of us right now, we don't need a lot of extra reminders about that. We don't need to be more on alert than we already are. So we can soothe the triple warmer, which is also akin to our hindbrain responses, the fight, flight, freeze, stress responses. We can soothe that part that is always on. And I promise you're never going to miss a beat if you keep soothing your triple warmer meridian. I do this with my daughter before she goes to sleep. She now asks for it. And when she needs to calm down, she can trace it for herself. So here are the steps. You start tracing the triple warmer at the temple. Continue around the ear, go down the side of your neck, down the shoulder, and off the tip of your fourth finger. Do this several times and take a deep breath each time. And here's the beauty. If you combine that with those breathing techniques, that longer exhale, or an audible sigh, it's gold. So that's my favorite one if you just even have a few moments. The pledge spot is pretty quick. Triple warmer sedation is also pretty quick. So if you feel like, oh, I've left center, I don't know where my car keys are, I can't keep two thoughts in my head, and you're in that stress brain, right? Bless your heart, you're not alone. Been there several times over the last month. Or if you're feeling really anxious and you catch that, feeling really sad and you catch that, feeling very angry, out of control. Great response for all of the above. So again, I'll model that for you. We start at the temple, trace down the ear, around the outside of the ear, down the side of the neck, off the shoulder, down the arm, and off the fourth finger. So deep breath in, trace down, off that fourth finger. Deep breath in, trace down, go down the shoulder, off the fourth finger. Good. Give yourself a few more, and as you trace either side, deep breath in, longer exhale out. Good. Nice. Give yourself a few more. You can go as slow or as fast as feels good. And I find when I do it, as I get calmer, I go slower. Good. Lengthen the exhale. A few more rounds. Triple warmer sedation. Really lovely to do on your kids. Teach your kids to do it. Pledge spot is nice for that too. So my friends, we've done 5 techniques. See if I can remember them all. We did that guided imagery where we went to visit that younger version of ourselves that's currently mirrored by our emotional state. So using that version of yourself, that younger version, when you have trouble relating with yourself, the compassion over the next few weeks, Think of yourself as that younger version. See where you can offer her some patience, some compassion, some support. She deserves it. She's doing the best she possibly can. Meet with her, check in with her, even if it's for a moment by putting your hand on your heart. We also did the pledge spot, working with that affirmation and the need that is had. The need that was not met when we were younger and is currently triggered by our circumstances, whatever those may be. We did a round of tapping, right? EFT, emotional freedom technique, around the unmet need, the belief that came from that, and the belief that we'd like to be coming from. What is possible? Yes. We also practiced two versions of breath, that equal count breath and the longer exhale breath. Both of those are going to have a direct impact on your nervous system. And you don't have to be calm yet to practice those. In fact, pranayama, or movement of energy with the breath, is the best way to trick our nervous system into safety, right? And I say that with kindness to our nervous system. If we know we just need to approach things from a calmer place, a few minutes in a different breath pattern really can ignite us into the space we'd like to be more efficiently. And then lastly, we practice the triple warmer sedation with that breath. So, my friends, thank you so much for being here with me, for spending time together in this space. Because when we do this together, I want to offer you up a couple of references and things that you can see here, things that we referenced today. But when we spend time together in that space, we uplift all of us. And that was really my intention in sharing this with you. I've left here my contact information, where you can join the facebook.com/innerpeacerising forum. And you can email me with requests on that, including longer classes, our Love in the Mirror class that will be coming up in July live for a deeper practicing of these techniques and other things in our relationship to ourselves and others. And just more offerings like this. What do you need right now? And how we can support each other in this challenging time. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for spending time to take care of yourself. This is the gift that will keep on giving to your community, to your kids, to your families, to yourself. That inner child deserves it. And when they get their needs met, they don't throw as many tantrums in the present. So here's to all of us finding that centering, finding the soothing that's possible, and staying sane together. We can do this. I'm Shannon. Thank you so much. And questions, please email me. I've got you, Shannon@innerpeacerising.com. Have a wonderful, sane, centered, and more soothed rest of your day. All right, everyone. Thank you for coming along on that journey today. And of course, if you would like a full workshop, you can email me, Shannon@innerpeacerising.com. You can also go to innerpeacerising.com/courses and click on the currently free Inner Child Workshop. This is an offering that I'm putting out there as a free offering for now, because now's the time. Now's the time to really share as many resources as possible. I want you all to have as much access to this and anything else that's useful, grounding, helpful for you, your families, your communities, right now, as you best see fit. So for the next couple of months, this is going to be on my website as a free offering. Please take advantage of it, share it, and I hope that you walk away today with something you can use. Be that for 2 minutes, 10 minutes, or a longer practice that's been reminded of for you or woken up anew, so that you can move forward with a deeper connection to that wise inner child and the wise parent within you as you move forward into whatever you're called to do next. Until then, thank you for being here. My name is Shannon Bodie, and I'm so grateful for your attention and care to yourself and your community. This is the Love in the Mirror podcast. Until next time, let's take that deep breath and reconnect to the peace that's possible right here. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.